This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
Latinx. They're not just an ethnic group. They're also a bathroom tissue. Joe Biden and his Cultural Sensitivity Award. Yes, sir. That's, Joe Biden, the whole Biden clan. Well, they call him the Kennedy clan. Why wouldn't we call him the Biden clan? They had the Kennedy clan over to the White House for St. Patrick's Day. All heavy drinkers, you know. You'd think after Ted drove that car off the bridge in Chappaquiddick, killed Mary Jo Kopechne, and then went and had brunch with friends and bluffed his way through it, you'd think the family had cut back on the drinky drink, but you'd be wrong. They did not invite Robert F. Kennedy Jr., though, because if he went to the White House, he would temporarily enjoy Secret Service protection. And the Biden administration wants to make sure that the son of Robert F. Kennedy, killed by Sirhan Sirhan, the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles, California, June of 1968. Don't want him to have Secret Service protection. Not a chance. So Joe Biden with his Latinx, and now they're pandering to the Latino vote because they're losing the Latino vote. It's being chipped away at, and they assume because they're such racists that they just get the black vote because they're the party of the KKK and Jim Crow and the Confederate States of America standing in schoolhouse doors, the soft bigotry of low expectations, you know, the Democrat Party. And they assume they get the Latino vote. Why? Because they're such racists, I think, is the reason why. It's about information dominance. It's about exercising their media power and their academic power because, you know, college campuses, they lie to young people and deceive them and their factories for left-wing lunacy and transgenderism and all kinds of bizarre behavior. But according to the New York Times Siena College poll, and this was from almost a month ago, about 3 weeks ago, actually, Hispanic voters prefer Trump over Biden, with 46% in the New York Times Siena College poll from last month, 46% supporting Donald Trump, 40% supporting Joe Biden. So the Democrats are naturally in a panic. They're always in a panic about one thing or another. And so Joe Biden went to Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. And they went to, where'd they go, Michael? They went to a Mexican restaurant. And that's because they figured they'd find some Latinx there. You had some Latinx, says Joe Biden. It's, I guess, supposed to be Latinx because they don't like Latino, Latina. They don't like gendered language. So now the Democrat Party in the United States is trying to undo gendered languages like Spanish and Italian, right? Because they're mentally ill, I think, is the explanation for that. And they're the biggest racists you're going to find anywhere. Amazing, amazing stuff. You're a Democrat Party. But Joe Biden went to this Mexican restaurant, and he was pandering to the vote. And there was a woman introducing him and a man standing behind the woman. And then Joe Biden standing off to the side. And Joe Biden wandered off the stage and into the crowd, and the camera didn't even follow him because, well, where is he going? I can't, what is going on here? Completely crazy. But Joe Biden at the Mexican restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday, one of the headlines he got was from Fox News, Biden awkwardly wanders off stage at Arizona campaign event, saying he couldn't resist, they put in quotation marks, a baby. Keep him away from the babies, all right? Because Joe Biden has no business going into the crowd and sniffing babies because he's, you know, he's kind of a risky business kind of guy. So Phoenix, Arizona, to pander to the Latino vote because they're so desperate and politics is such an awful business. The Arizona Republic has that line. Biden visited Phoenix Mexican restaurant El Portal. It's El Portal, you know, the portal. Why it was the perfect venue. This is the kind of news coverage you get when you're a Democrat. If Donald Trump went there, I think it would be a much more negative headline. What do you think? President Joe Biden visited longtime Phoenix Mexican restaurant El Portal on Tuesday, March 19th. They put the date there just in case you find it later on. He was in Arizona for an early evening campaign event. That's a fundraiser, you see. And to kick off a new campaign initiative called Latinos con Biden Harris. You have to pronounce it like that because it's there. It's con. You got Latinos, but that's not Latinx, or as he says, Latinx.
Latinx.
Because his brain doesn't work at all. But if you wrote L-A-T-I-N-X, that would be Latinx, not Latinx, as Joe Biden pronounces it. And con, so Latinos for Biden Harris, right? Which aims to, quote, engage and mobilize Latino voters, communities. Wouldn't voters be communities too? Wouldn't communities be voters? And leaders across the country. Yes, but what country? Which country are we talking about? Venezuela? Chile? By the way, Cuba is on its way out. Cuba is crumbling and falling and collapsing economically and politically. So now the discussion begins about another flood of Cubans fleeing Cuba because it is, according to the Daily Star, on the verge of total collapse. The headline is, Cuba on verge of total collapse as country hit by blackouts like California and runs out of food and power. I got to tell you, you know, God bless the patriarchy, because were it not for the patriarchy, every country in the world would be running out of electricity and food. You're welcome. Now just sit down and stay quiet. The crisis in Cuba has sent its government approach the United Nations. The government is now approaching the United Nations for aid, which we'll pay for, to address its food shortage because socialism doesn't work and people starve to death. As residents take to the streets in rare sign of social unrest. That is a pretty amazing story. Now, let's go to Joe Biden. He's at this Mexican restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona. And he's pandering along lines of race, as the Democrat Party always does. They racially balkanize the country and completely nuts. Joe Biden in Phoenix.
Look.
Look.
This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. This is a guy whose way he talks about the Latino community is 2016. He called Latinos criminal drug dealers and rapists when he came down that escalator. Now he says immigrants
really
are poisoning the blood of our country.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange one. But, you know, he didn't. Joe Biden was lying there because Joe Biden always lies. But I think, you know, that's I'm sure some of them are good people. Is that the I'm sure some of them are good? You know, the lies live on and on and on with the Democrat Party because they lie about everything. But that is that's right. Yeah, and Donald Trump said, well, what are you doing to the country? You think these Latino voters fled their hellhole, their beephole countries, came here because they were hoping you'd turn it into the beephole country that they fled? Is that your thinking there, boy? Just amazing, this guy. And they just spread the lies. You know, Russian collusion, one of their big lies. How many big lies do they have? Their latest big lie is bloodbath. Bloodbath, the bloodbath hoax. Joe Rogan, on his podcast, spent a lot of time on that yesterday. Said they're trying to say there's going to be a civil war. This is the news media, right, the corporate media. They're trying to say that there's going to be a civil war if Trump doesn't get elected, which is, of course, not at all what they're talking about. And the Democrats are the party of the Confederate States of America, just by the way. And so many hoaxes from the Democrats, the Russian collusion and the good people on both sides, Charlottesville. He's talking about the, they just edit whatever he says. They lie about everything because they're the left. They're not liberals. Joe Biden at a Mexican restaurant. He wasn't having any margaritas, though, because dumb as he is, he doesn't drink.
I get criticism some places for having such a strong interest in Latino voters and Latino Americans.
And babies.
And people here in the country. I point out to them, I said, can imagine when you have 28% of all the students in public school are Latino and nationwide. Anybody who doesn't pay attention is really stupid.
Do school children vote? Is that the thing? 28%, and it'll be like 60% by the time Joe Biden leaves office. 28% of school children across America are Latino. Did he call the school children Latino voters? Because I know how they look at... Mexico is refusing to take anybody that we deport because Joe Biden is so weak. And what did he say? He said, I get criticized because I paid too much attention to Latino voters.
I get criticism some places for having such a strong interest in Latino voters.
That's a lie. That's just, you know, he doesn't take criticism for that at all. He's a lying Sacagawea. And really, 28% Latino students in schools, is that the thing? Latinos will likely grow up to vote Republican. They're Catholic. Family, or now the Democrats are anti-Catholic, Democrats are anti-family. I'm telling you the story about the lunatics, the nuclear family, mother, father, children, is white supremacy, college professor at the George Mason University with her insane ramblings, but never mind that. Yeah, why don't somebody ask him, hey, Mexico says they're not going to take anybody that you deport. What's up with that? Joe Biden, by the way, Donald Trump created the lowest African-American unemployment rate in the history of the country. Donald Trump's economy created the lowest Latino unemployment rate in the history of the country, the lowest unemployment rate for women. And we had very, very low interest rates and everybody could buy a house and now you can't. And we had very, very low gas prices and that made, you know, everything cheaper at the grocery store and every place else. Joe Biden made everything more expensive. It's the government spending, mostly. Joe Biden yesterday, hey, I took Donald Trump's record low unemployment rate and kept it mostly.
We achieved the lowest unemployment rate for Latinos in a long, long time. We cut Hispanic child poverty to record lows. We lowered the health care costs. We made historic investments in Latino small businesses. And we addressed gun violence in the communities. You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump.
Yes.
Let's beat him again.
Yeah. And a crazy man. He was off his meds yesterday, I think. Lots of spending. They spent lots of money, that's for sure. And they address gun violence in Latino communities, but not black communities or white communities, just not Asian communities, just Latino communities. Really, you address gun violence? Because you people need to stop shooting everybody. Maybe the Democrats should step up and say, hey, Democrats, get your kids on a leash here because you need to stop shooting everybody for the love of Joe Biden. Is desperate, and so is Kamala.
Kamala and I desperately need your help.
Desperately, very desperately need your help and all that stuff. The real story of the Biden family and the Latino vote, you're familiar with, I think. It starts like this.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
Yeah, whatever any of that means. If that were a Republican first lady, she'd be crucified for it for years on end. That would be the first line in her obituary decades from now. You know that the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is on right now. You get 50% off the entire Omaha Steaks website. Save on your mouth-watering favorites like never before. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, shop their semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave at half the price. And when you use my promo code at checkout, that's PLANT, my last name, P-L-A-N-T-E. It's that simple. You get another $30 off your order. So you get to save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks. Spring is actually here officially today. Get your beefy burgers and a whole lot more. Check out their site. It's got all kinds of great food and stuff on it. It's wonderful. With Omaha Steaks, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com to shop their semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use my promo code, my last name, PLANTY, right there at checkout to save another $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal isn't going to last forever. Kickstart your spring grilling today. Spring is here. Time to move with Omaha Steaks. That's omahasteaks.com. The promo code is PLANT at checkout. A minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for all the details. See, Sepwedwe. Right. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? The news media just washes it away for you. They wash your feet, the media. They might nibble on your toes a little, which gets weird, but we are at 888-630-9625. Yeah, Cuba is now collapsing. The whole world is collapsing. And we're the receptacle for all of its waste. More on that coming right up. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Have you seen the Democrat governor of Massachusetts asked about a, Joe Biden Haitian that Joe Biden brought into the country? Raped a 15-year-old disabled girl, and the governor, Democrat, Massachusetts, what she had to say about it, should have her expelled from office before the sun goes down today. But with Democrats, it's fine. They're fine. Haitian rapists. Let's grab a quick call. Let's go to Garrett, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Garrett, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Garrett.
I was just listening to you talk about the the president, you know, trying to pander and get the Hispanic vote, and I was thinking that, you know, if the Republicans can get the Hispanic vote, I think you will see the Democrats try to shut down the border with bump stocks or anything, any way possible. They will not let them come across if they think they're going to vote for Republicans. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. And honestly, I think if the Republicans were any good at politics, and they're not, that they would pretty much own the Latino vote. I don't want to stereotype, but the Latino population here and elsewhere, Catholic, church-going, family is important. That's the opposite of the Democrat Party. They're anti-Catholic, anti-Christian. Biden is a fake Catholic. Pelosi is a fake Catholic. They're family-oriented, work ethic, and they're more patriotic than the average Democrat, too.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Big news for President Trump today. In his appeal on the Fannie Willis, the Georgia case, one of many left-wing, third-world efforts to attack the political enemies of the Democrat Party through the courts by abusing their power, however meager it may be, at every level of government, because they're not liberals, they're the left. The Hill, left-wing Hill, has the headline, Georgia Judge Allows Trump to Appeal Fannie Willis Disqualification Ruling. It's a disqualification ruling they're looking at. So the judge granted a certificate of immediate review in the Fannie Willis disqualification motion. Now, the judge in Georgia ruled that one, either Fannie Willis or her boyfriend, had to go, and Fannie Willis would decide which one went. So she decided that her boyfriend would go. But the judge made clear in his ruling that Fannie Willis was just as guilty as her boyfriend. And obviously they both should have gone. Judge McAfee was the judge in that case. And listen to this now. A Georgia judge enabled, I like the word enabled, enabled former President Trump to immediately appeal the recent ruling, declining to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, a Democrat, over the romantic relationship with top prosecutor overseeing the election interference case. Then there was a matter of lying under oath repeatedly, which she did and he did, and then lying in court documents, which she apparently did and he apparently did. In a brief order issued on Wednesday, that's today, Judge Scott McAfee granted the certificate of immediate review requested by Donald Trump and his lawyers, eight of his co-defendants as well, in the sprawling racketeering case. It's a racketeering case, isn't it? That's completely nuts. They're now expected to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to take up the disqualification battle before the case goes to trial. This is highly significant, says Steve Sadow, Trump's lead Georgia attorney, in a statement. It means the defense is permitted, that's Donald Trump, permitted to apply to the Georgia Court of Appeals for pre-trial review of the judge's order, refusing to dismiss the case or disqualify Fulton County DA Willis, he added. The defense is optimistic that the appellate review will lead to the case being dismissed and the DA being disqualified. She should also be disbarred, don't you think? Disbarred. She should lose her job and then be disbarred. Maybe 30 days in jail, maybe 120 days in jail. She should do at least as much time as Peter Navarro is doing, and he's sentenced to 4 months in jail. He showed up yesterday. But Hunter Biden is today in defiance of a congressional subpoena, and we're not expecting him to be arrested because of the third worlding of the United States of America by the Democrat Party. Kind of a thing. Ought to be a thing. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. So we got that. Yes, we do. All right. That is a big deal. And hopefully it will come to pass. She should be kicked out. She, you know, I mean, again, it's like the crooked attorney general in New York who is trying to take, now there's talk, oh, she'll just take Trump Tower. This is like Iraq. This is nothing like the United States of America. And who was defrauded in that case again? Oh, yeah, nobody. Now that Cuba's on the verge of total collapse, Florida better start girding their loins. They've got Haiti and now Cuba on the verge of total collapse. Could be a problem. Also in the Washington Post today, this was kind of extraordinary. They've got a story on the African nation of Gambia. Gambia Parliament moves to overturn ban on female genital cutting. That's female genital mutilation. We have frowned on this in the United States of America and in Western civilization for many years, this barbaric, savage, primitive practice that makes no sense at all. But Gambia, they had banned it, but now the parliament there is preparing to overturn the ban so they can return to genital mutilation of women. And we were looking at it, my best girl and I were talking about it this morning. And honestly, now in the United States of America, we used to be able to say, this is outrageous, this is barbaric. Now we're doing it to our own children. Now female and male genital mutilation are a part of the Democrat Party's program. And so when B-poll countries like Gambia announced that they're going to return to female genital mutilation, we're not really in a position to be critical because of the Democratic Party. Pretty amazing stuff. And the Washington Post writes, it is something to not reduce feelings, you see, the female genital, you remove the clitoris, you see, with a sharp implement sometimes, you know, bamboo or something like that. It is something not to reduce feeling, but to control, to balance the feelings of a woman, said the expert that the Washington Post talked to on the story. And see, it's about, you know, the feeling of the tongue. You remove it and then you don't have to worry about certain things. You know what I mean? When asked to clarify whether he meant women have too much desire in the absence of cutting, he nodded his head and wagged a finger. Too much, he said. This is a guy they're talking to named Fatty. Fatty, F-A-T-T-Y. Fatty said, too much. They have too much feeling. And that's why you have to remove, you know, the bits that create the feeling. Too much. We can say in sex, women's power is more than men's power. Women can do sex longer than men. Listen to this. Maybe he needs a numbing agent. We should send some numbing agent to Gambia because they need some stuff. And that is why Islam came to balance, he says. They can be together and their desire can be balanced with female genital mutilation because then they don't have to worry about it. Now, a lot of Muslims and Islamists even will say, oh, no, this is not in Islam. But the people that do it very often say that it's because of Islam. So Gambia going backward, and we're in no position to be critical because, you know, now we engage in genital mutilation of children in the United States of America because the Democrat Party, that is the thing about them. Aren't they amazing? It's the third worlding of America. It's another element in the third worlding of the United States of America by the Democrats because they don't really represent civilization, not the best of civilization, that's for sure. That is for sure. Yeah, Gambia, the parliament debates a bill to reverse the ban on female genital mutilation. And the United States can't really be critical because, you know. Also, the Politico, left-wingers at Politico, they've got a headline on the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday with the former commander of the Central Command and the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Republican members of Congress showed up to take them to task on why it was such a debacle. Most Democrats didn't show up at all. Well, Democrats that did show up just showed up to monkey wrench the system and to cause trouble and to attack Republicans because then they were going to go after engage in some genital mutilation of children. But the Politico headline is Republicans fixate on messy Afghanistan withdrawal. If you question the murder by a suicide bomber at the Hamid Karzai Airport during the botched evacuation by Joe Biden and his generals and his defense secretary, then the news media accuses you, Republicans, of fixating. You're fixating. I think they accused Republicans of fixating on the murder of Lake and Riley. And they, they're trying to politicize it. Yeah, it's not like she's George Floyd or something, a career criminal junkie resisting arrest, died of a heart attack when you guys burned the country down from coast to coast. I think they were fixating on George Floyd. Maybe they were fixating. And they're fixating on that nice lady that was shot by the police after her boyfriend shot a police officer through the leg while they were serving a warrant because, you know, you got to fixate on all the right kinds of criminals, you know. Yeah, of course, Breonna Taylor. I think the Democrats say her name. No, say Lake and Riley's name. Breonna Taylor was hanging out with her ex-boyfriend, a notorious drug dealer. Police got a warrant to raid. Her current boyfriend shot a police officer coming through the door. which the Washington Post described last week as a warning shot. It was a warning shot. Our news media, the most corrupt institution in America. And also, this was quite remarkable yesterday. The New York Times headline is, "It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome." The deep state is actually kind of awesome. That's what they said. The New York Times loves the deep state. And they had the most amazing things in this story that the deep state is awesome. They said that the deep state has saved us from Armageddon. That's what they said. The deep state has saved us from Armageddon because it's so awesome. And then they explained that NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, sent a missile into space that crashed into, landed on a giant meteor hurtling through space, and it directed it away from the Earth. It's like a science fiction movie from the 1950s. Now, that's the patriarchy that is awesome, but that's not the deep state. That's not what the deep state is at all. And why would they say that the deep state is NASA and Jet Propulsion Laboratory diverting a giant meteor? And they also talked about the EPA ensuring that people have clean water, which is also a patriarchy thing. But NASA is not what we're talking about when we talk about the deep state. We're talking about abuses by the Obama administration, the Biden administration, abusing the IRS to target the political enemies of the Democrat Party, as they did when Barack Obama was running for re-election in 2012. They were forced to pay patriot groups and Tea Party groups millions of taxpayer dollars because they had so wronged them and abused their power. We're talking about the FBI and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page going boink, boink in the Xerox room and then undermining the president of the United States. That's the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state. But the New York Times is such a pack of dim-witted liars. They're so fundamentally corrupt and dishonest that they produce this long story completely misrepresenting what the deep state is. And it's possible that they just don't understand because, as I point out frequently, they don't follow the news. They don't know what's in the news. They use the term deep state, but they don't know what the words mean. So they lie to us, the New York Times. They lie that the deep state is the EPA, and that means clean water for communities of color. That's actually what the New York Times story is going on and on about. It's completely insane. The perfect New York Times headline, perfect expression of the predominant U.S. liberal ideology, Glenn Greenwald wrote, perfect illustration of the subservient relationship between corporate media and the U.S. government, the Democrat government in particular. Yes, it's designed to be playful. They say, oh, it's a playful, the story. The story says that they saved us from Armageddon. The deep state. That's I'm not making this up. It's almost impossible to believe. But they said that Armageddon, we've been saved from Armageddon by the deep state. Because the deep state, they said, they sent reporters out to find the deep state. And they said, as we met the Americans. Now, they say the word Americans like they've got puffy chest about it. They hate Americans. As we met the Americans who are being dismissed as public enemies, getting everything completely wrong, complete frauds and charlatans, we discovered that they are us. They like Taylor Swift. They dance bachata. They go to bed at night watching Star Trek reruns. They go to work and do their jobs, saving us from Armageddon. That's the New York Times. Saving us from Armageddon. The New York Times, that's the deep state. Saving us from Armageddon. They put video depicting a brief interviews with people working with the Environmental Protection Agency, the Marshall Space Flight Center, and other U.S. government agencies. But they left the intelligence community with 51 corrupt criminals signing a letter saying that the New York Post reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. That was an information operation run against the American people by our intelligence community. That's the deep state, you filthy liars. The FBI, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that's the deep state, undermining the president of the United States because they didn't vote for him. Going into Walmart, you can smell the Trump voters, right? These filthy, arrogant government slime like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, right? And Lois Lerner at the IRS scoffing at Congress for trying to hold her accountable and failing for using the IRS against the political enemies of the Democrat Party. But no, the New York Times tells you it's NASA and the EPA, it's clean water and saving us from Armageddon. Thank God for the deep state. And the New York Times, Pravda during the Soviet days was much less corrupt than the New York Times. These people, the most corrupt people, bop, bop, bop. At the Chris Plant store, we have Department of Deep State coffee mugs and t-shirts. The Department of Deep State. We know what the deep state is. The New York Times knows what it is too, but they lie all the time, all day, every day. When they're sleeping, they're just plotting their next lie. Our news media. Yeah, the New York Times yesterday, big story. The deep state is kind of awesome. It saves us from Armageddon. Isn't that amazing? From Armageddon. Saving us from Armageddon, the New York Times said. And the deep state gives us clean water. They are deliberately confusing, misrepresenting, conflating government functions like space travel and Environmental Protection Agency with corrupt government officials in law enforcement, corrupt Justice Department officials, corrupt FBI officials, corrupt IRS officials, corrupt intelligence officials who abuse their power for the political gain of the Democrat Party in every single instance. And the New York Times is a gang of hot tub bootlicks for the Democrat Party, of course. But never mind that. Elon Musk called them out, the New York Times mouthpiece of the state. That's correct. He's got to have good security because the left, very angry with him. And by the way, in 2017, the New York Times did a story. What happens when you fight a deep state that doesn't exist? So in 2017, it didn't exist. In 2024, it's awesome. And it saves us from Armageddon. And it's the deep state that gives us clean water. None of that is true, of course, but never mind that. You're a Democrat Party. Just amazing stuff. Also in Washington, D.C., there was a mass shooting early Sunday morning, late Saturday night, 3 a.m. Sunday, in the Shaw neighborhood, and two were killed, five more wounded. No clue as to a suspect because, you know, snitches get stitches and all that. But now the Fox News people have a story. D.C. business owners slam city leaders for out-of-control crime. They lack the courage to be more aggressive. We've been living in this crime wave for decades, and nobody does anything about it. Well, last year we had a 26-year high in homicides. Cedric Maupillier says, "It's sickening, and I'm tired. The only people to blame are the people who run the city." Well, and the people who are shooting everybody. You know. "The problem is not our guns, it's your sons, and it's the idiots that you keep voting for." You know.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.